Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Last week, I was down on the farm in Illinois. I'd hoped to watch the corn planter crossing the field back and forth and back and forth. It didn't happen. It just didn't get dry enough. And this week, the planter is rolling. We could be half done with corn planting, but rain is again in the air, and we haven't even thought about soybeans. The struggle to get the seed in the ground is pretty universal in the Midwest. It makes us worry. The markets don't know what to do either. They're all over the place. Weren't we worried about drought just yesterday? I think we can still raise a reasonably good crop this year. Maybe not a record crop. Every year is different. Spoon River, that runs through some of our land, was flooding all over the fields just 3 weeks ago. It's down now, and we're going to plant those fields. We've been reading all spring that with record planting intentions that we will be buried in grain and prices will collapse. Well, maybe now they won't go down quite as far. We don't have to have $8 corn, but $3 corn would be hard to cash flow. The farming business is as volatile and unpredictable as any business. Hold on tight, it's going to be a bumpy ride. At least we are producing a product that is absolutely essential. Is there anything more vital than food? When I was on the farm, the weather and planting delay was all I could think about. However, we did have baby pigs born each day. Our mother sows were really shelling them out. 3 or 4 litters every day with 12 or more pigs each. The hog market has shown some strength, and that's encouraging. The farm economy across the country is strong. We're going to get a farm bill passed this year, and our exports, although a little slow now, will pick up in the fall. And this week, the Farm Broadcasters Association brought a group to Washington, D.C., meeting with Secretary Vilsack, and one evening we had a reception at the Capitol, and Congressman Colin Peterson, with his band, was playing and singing country songs, and that'll lift your spirits. I loved it, and maybe that's why I'm optimistic. Let's have a great year. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.